This is FDH Managing Partner Rick Morris. Welcome to the 3-Minute History of the FDH Lounge.
Well, I tell you, you're a very discerning fellow.
Not negativity, not pessimism, but healthy skepticism. That's what I think Fox Business does.
We really tried to write and record timeless music. And for us, that was reaching for the best performance, the best songwriting, the best sonics we could at the time. None of us realized that we would be so fortunate to still see that happening, where you can turn the radio on today.
The idea that this person that's running against me is the biggest son of a bitch who ever lived, that's the message every time you hear a politician talking about his opponent now, because that's what you're supposed to do. It's supposed to be like a battle to the death.
People used to look forward to seeing the Dodgers in the World Series. And it's been a long time since we've been there, but I believe from the bottom of my heart that this year, that will be achieved.
I think that Jesus was a great teacher. The parables that he left us with are things that, if practiced, can change the course of human history.
When you think of the history of the National Football League, well, George Halas is the George Washington, but Paul Brown was the Thomas Jefferson.
Americans love big things. We love big bank accounts. We love big cars. We love big-chested women. We love big fighters.
For us to be in a position now as part of this deal, that in a few years, when One Shining Moment is played, that'll be on Turner. Now, that's cool.
The match I had with Andy Kaufman really put me on the map, not just nationally, but worldwide, and that was something that you just didn't get done back then. You didn't get national publicity in the early 80s if you were a wrestler. But suddenly, here was a guy from Memphis, Tennessee, on the David Letterman show on Saturday Night Live.
If you've truly hurt someone, then you've done your job.
There is a lot of good that's being done out there. I see the Iraqi people coming up and giving Americans and Iraqis intelligence, seeing them develop an intelligence network. I see them fighting for their own freedom and for the security of their nation, and those are very positive things.
As the song was being played, my mind would wander to my kids, and I'd be missing them so much that I'd be thinking about them while I was on stage rocking out. I think it was guilt and the inability to do anything about it that fed my addictions.
It doesn't matter what year you compete. If you don't execute that race perfectly, you're not going to win. And that's what makes the Indianapolis 500 so rewarding to everybody involved.
It's like a kid in a candy store, I think. Not only for me, but my entire crew, the guys behind the scenes, our producer, director, the entire production team. We must have sent 15 emails back and forth yesterday trying to prognosticate where we're going to be on a given day.
120 minutes, I'm proud to be a part of the history of that franchise, and it's a weird word to say franchise, but I mean, for me, it was all about the music, and the show was about exposing new artists and up-and-coming artists and artists on the edge.
I closed the Rose, which is the toughest place to be.